Financial Lifeline Radio is under the exclusive and direct control of Superior Gold Group, LLC. Financial Lifeline Radio is intended for informational purposes only. Any investor or consumer should seek multiple sources of information prior to purchasing or investing in precious metals. Superior Gold Group, the hosts, and guests of Financial Lifeline Radio do not guarantee the information submitted during the radio show will remain accurate after the show's broadcast. The market for precious metals is constantly changing. No guarantee as to return on investment is made by Superior Gold Group, the hosts, or guests of Financial Lifeline Radio. Welcome to Financial Lifeline Radio with your hosts, Carl Lacey and John March. Brought to you by the Superior Gold Group.
Yeah, great to have you with us here on Financial Lifeline Radio. I am Dave Harbison along with John March on a Friday, and relatively low-key day in terms of all the economic markets. Not a great deal of swing, and that's a welcome relief as maybe everybody's taking a deep breath before the weekend is, John.
Yeah, I think all of us are ready to not ride a roller coaster this weekend.
Yeah, and that's the way it's been for about 2 weeks, so maybe we do take a deep breath not only today but on into the weekend. And everybody can regroup again and head into Monday, and we'll see what the new week has in store for us. What we have in store for you right now is a look at real estate and how it plays into the economic market and the economic crunch and the credit crunch and everything else that's going on around the markets these days. And we're joined by Tom Zeeb, who is a real estate specialist, president of the Capital Area Real Estate Investors Association. You can find out more about Tom and his group at profitable-partnerships.com. Tom, thanks for coming on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Let's get just a general sense from you to start with on where we are in terms of real estate and housing, and maybe if you could split the two up, talk about residential real estate right now versus what you're seeing in commercial real estate.
Absolutely. You know, it's been difficult times for everybody, and a lot of the difficulty is sorting out fact from fiction, sorting out perception from reality. And I know perception can be reality oftentimes, but I think if people look closely at the markets, they'll realize there is no national real estate market, number one. And even within the certain markets in their local area, it's sub-micro markets. And the same goes for the difference between residential and commercial. So there are still parts of the real estate market that are doing just fine. And there's other parts that are the disaster that the media generally says they are.
All right, you are based primarily in Washington, D.C., but I'm sure you have expertise in a number of areas. And D.C. hits me because I want to think it was maybe about 5 years ago, roughly, give or take a year. I was doing some contract work in the D.C. area, thinking about moving there permanently, and ended up not doing it. And the major factor in that decision was how out of control, how through the roof Washington, D.C. area real estate was compared to where we were living. And that was the first sense I got that there didn't seem to be any stopping this, other than there might just be a bubble out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This is a high priced area, and the prices, particularly the last 5 to 7 years, have gone up through the roof. No pun intended.
Yeah.
And that's been difficult for a lot of people, and from an investor's perspective, that's made it. For example, if your strategy was to buy a property and run it out, it's very difficult to make any positive cash flow every month because the initial price of the house and your debt service on it is so high. So it's forced people in this area, if you've been a recent investor, into different types of exit strategies, maybe wholesaling or renovate to resell. Now that things have changed a little bit and that market's settled down, in certain parts of our market, in some of those sub-micro markets in the area, there are actually properties that we could buy very cheap and actually cash flow in this area, which is exciting. So if you have listeners in different parts of the country that are high priced, keep an eye out for just changing times means changing opportunities. You maybe just can't do the same old game. You got to stay fluid and move with the times.
You know, Tom, one of the things that I look at when trying to evaluate the California real estate market is that it seems to me that people say they don't know where the floor is. I think there is a floor, and I think that you're never going to see real estate go below the point where a person can't buy a property for a reasonable down payment and then rent it out at close to an even cash flow. And it seems to me that in any market, that would at least mark the bottom, that it probably wouldn't go any lower.
I agree. And if you think about what does the bottom look like graphically? Generally, you know, people think about it as a sine wave. You know, there's an up and a down, and an up and a down. And even if you're not quite at the bottom yet, as long as you're close enough to the bottom, when you start coming off the back end of that curve, you're going to be right back where you're at today, not very long from now. So I don't think people need to have the fear. You know, I didn't go running screaming from the shopping mall if something was on sale for 40%. And I didn't worry about, well, it might be 50% next week. Because as long as it's back to 40% the week after, I haven't really lost out that much, have I?
Yeah, it seems to me also that it would be a great time with these lower values if you can buy a property that is a little distressed and fix it up, and then you take even more of the risk out of the equation.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting things is we've had an increase in our deal flow lately. We generally focus on people who need to sell a house. They're distressed for some reason. Something's happened in their life where they need to get out of the property. And they perceive to themselves to have less options now, and they know that they're not going to be able to sell it as easily by just listing it with a realtor, or refinancing may not be as easy for them. And so in terms of coming to an investor for a solution, we've had an increase in business, and it's been good for us.
Let's pick up on that thought after the break and talk about just how much of a buyer's market it is right now, and talk about the credit portion of this, the credit piece of this, too, in terms of trying to get a mortgage. Tom Zeeb, a real estate specialist, rejoins us in a moment on Financial Lifeline Radio.
27 banks have failed so far in 2008. 266 mortgage banks have failed since 2006. According to BankImplode.com, 38 of the nation's leading financial institutions are on write-down, rundown, or in financial distress. These failures can impact your IRA, 401k, or stock portfolio. The Superior Gold Group has specialized in all precious metals since 2008 with a proven track record. These metals outperform traditional paper assets consistently over the past 8 years, and the run is just beginning. You've heard about the Superior Gold Group on this station. You know how we are, and we're concerned why you haven't called to put yourself on a gold standard. The feds aren't telling you what you must do to survive an economic meltdown. We will. We'll give it to you straight and help you get the financial protection you deserve right now. Give us a call. Call the Superior Gold Group at 888-746-5399. 888-746-5399. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust. 888-746-5399 or on the web at gold101.com.
When we hear the term inflation, to most of us, it means the cost of things is going up. The modern definition of inflation is a persistent increase in the level of consumer prices or a persistent decline in the purchasing power of money caused by an increase in available currency. Basically, the government is cranking up the printing presses and increasing the money supply. When the dollar devalues, it's a perfect time to invest in hard assets. Make the call. Speak with a precious metal expert at the Superior Gold Group at 888-746-5399. Defend yourself against the falling dollar. Your money is too valuable to lose. Put yourself on a gold standard. Call the Superior Gold Group at 888-746-5399 and build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust. 888-746-5399. Or on the web at gold101.com.
Welcome back to Financial Lifeline Radio, brought to you by the Superior Gold Group. If you would like to make a comment, call now, 888-596-4086.
Great to have you along for the ride today here on Financial Lifeline Radio. It's Dave Harbison and John March, joined by real estate specialist Tom Zeeb, president of the Capital Area Real Estate Investors Association. Right before the break, Tom, we were talking about this being a buying opportunity, if you will, with the real estate prices coming down. Just how much of a buyer's market is it for people that have the capital and the wherewithal to jump in right now? How attractive is it?
Well, compare, if the folks out there would compare the headlines that they're reading in the newspapers today to just a couple years ago, when it was all, a couple years ago, sob stories about how difficult it was to find a house. You can spend weekend after weekend for many months trying to find a house, and you can't. Now, it's just the opposite. You're reading the stories about people having trouble selling a house. So if you have your capital together, your money together, if you're in a good position and looking for an excellent opportunity, you can go out there and start to negotiate with somebody. And people know that it's not as easy to sell a house, and therefore that's when you get the good deals.
You know, I'll tell you what, Tom. You know, it's kind of interesting. I've been looking at some statistics today. And, you know, if you take a look at the Dow Jones over the last 9 years, it's down about 23%.
Mm-hmm.
And if you looked at housing over the last 9 years, it's not down. It's down right now compared to what it was a year or 2 years ago. But housing has done really well. It's kind of like when people look at, we do talk a lot about gold on this show. And gold over the last 9 years is up 200% compared to the Dow being down 23%. But you never hear about that because all people want to talk about is when to get in and out of the stock market. Well, I got to tell you, I think gold is a good buy right now, and I think real estate's a good buy right now.
I agree. And there's a key similarity between gold and real estate, and then there's a key difference between those and stock market, and that's gold is real, real estate is real, it's physical, it's actual, there's a limited supply, a limited quantity of it, versus stocks, which aren't, it's paper at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's harder, we all need somewhere to live. And there is sometimes we oversupply the housing market, and that causes trouble in those areas, but most of the time, markets are expanding, and the same thing. Gold is physical. There's a limited supply of it that gives it an intrinsic value that stocks don't have.
Yeah. If you were out looking, let's say you were not you who is very knowledgeable and understand all this intuitively, if you were one of us that maybe doesn't understand the real estate market quite so well, what would you go out and be looking for right now?
An education first. I'd make sure I understood what I was getting into. Because the same with gold, I'd want to know a little bit something, because I think you can take a lot of risk out of it by just understanding.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I was looking for was making sure I understood what I was getting into. But in real estate market, if I wasn't sure, I would be looking for something that I think is a discount off of today's value. If you can buy something at a discount off of today's value, and even if it slips a little bit, you've still got enough discount buffer in there, and things will turn around again, and that's when you're really going to score big.
Now, you say that right now that there are properties available, maybe if you do a little fixing, where you can get maybe not a positive cash flow, but not a large negative cash flow. Are those properties out there now where maybe if you put a decent down payment, let's say you put 20% down, you can jump in there and maybe get close to a positive cash flow? If you
those properties are out there, definitely, and I would also encourage people to look for properties that they could take over with owner financing. In my neighborhood, a lot of older people, and they are looking to move further south or somewhere warmer and somewhere without stairs. They understand their knees are starting to hurt, and they don't have mortgages on the property. And they've been cautious, they've been conservative, they've been smart. They haven't refinanced their house 7 times in the last 3 years. So they haven't stripped all the equity out of it. They don't have a mortgage. They've owned the house for many years. It's easy now to go to them and say, look, how about we set up an owner finance scenario where basically make them be the bank and say, I'll pay you, let's say, $1,000 a month for essentially the rest of their life. They get an annuity out of it. And then as long as if you can turn around and put somebody in the house and rent it for $1,500 or $2,000, you've created the positive cash flow without even needing to go to the banks to get bank financing. I think that's a great opportunity right now.
All right. Our guest here on Financial Lifeline Radio is real estate specialist Tom Zeeb. Tom, where are we at in terms of the credit piece of this? There's been so much talk about the credit markets tightening up, and seems to be a thought out there that people just can't get mortgages. True or false, or somewhere in between?
The answer, unfortunately, is it depends, somewhere in between. If you have perfect credit and a good, solid job and you've got some money to put down, there's no shortage of mortgages for people with a 700-800 credit score.
Okay. So in other words, we're back to a place where we should have been in the first place.
I agree. I think we got it irrational for a few years. Absolutely.
So you're saying that like if you can come in and put a 30 or 40% down, and you've, let's say, got a 700 credit score, that you're in good shape?
Probably close to the 10%. You're still in good shape.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
From what I'm finding, mortgage brokers that I've talked to who deal in those types of mortgages are doing fine and still have a steady business. It's the ones who focused in the subprime market that obviously are hurting for business
right
at the moment.
Because I think part of the fear or the anxiety about this was people that they're seeing their 401ks disappear, and then they're wondering, the house that I have or whatever property I have, if I wanted to sell it, I can't sell it because there's nobody there to buy it because they can't get a mortgage. Are you telling me that perception, which has been very prevalent, I think, mm-hmm, that perception is not accurate?
I would say not totally accurate. I would encourage them to try it and test that perception and be reasonable about the price that they decide to sell it at.
Well, that's a good point, too, yes.
Because it's certainly something we've noticed in our market, and we try to keep our finger on the pulse. If the house is priced appropriately, it will move. It'll move in 30 days.
Are you having trouble convincing people to price it appropriately? They still have stars in their eyes of what the market was like 6 months to a year ago, and they want to get that price, and it's just unrealistic for them to expect it?
Absolutely. That's a number one problem. People say, hey, 3 years ago, my neighbor got X.
Right, right.
Well, you know, congratulations to your neighbor. You should have sold 3 years ago if you wanted that price.
Yeah, and Barack Obama, you wanted to run against Bush, you should have done it 4 years ago.
It'll be interesting when we come back, Dave. I'd like to find out what he sees in the future for the real estate market.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's tap into some of that expertise when we come back in just a moment. Our guest is real estate specialist Tom Z, president of the Capital Area Real Estate Investors Association. You can find out more at profitable-partnerships.com. You can reach us on the web at Financial Lifeline Radio. We certainly encourage you to check out our sponsor, Superior Gold Group. They are available at gold101.com. More on the real estate part of this in just a moment. Stay with us.
For years, the housing market has been a safe way to invest and prepare for your financial future. As the housing market continues to decline, and with bank uncertainty at an all-time high, gold continues to outperform Wall Street and is the most liquid asset worldwide. Your friends at the Superior Gold Group can help achieve the financial security that you've been looking for. Visit them today at gold101.com and make gold a safe haven for your financial security. Precious metals are safe, solid, and secure. For more than 5,000 years, gold and silver have been the flight to safety and quality. And there has been no better store value during these times. Visit the Superior Gold Group online at gold101.com or call them at 888-590-7728. That's 888-590-7728. The time is now to secure your financial future. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group.
The old adage, save it for a rainy day, has never been more true than it is today. As we continue to live with high gas prices, higher credit card payments, and an increasingly higher cost of living, that rainy day is here. The biggest obstacle we all face in these tough economic times is the uncertainty of our financial system and the declining value of our dollar. Don't let your hard-earned money get washed down the drain. Invest in the only money that is recognized worldwide. Gold and silver. Your friends at the Superior Gold Group have a safe, solid, and secure solution that can help protect your financial future with precious metals. Visit the Superior Gold Group online at gold101.com or call them at 1-888-590-7728. That's 1-888-590-7728. The time is now to secure your financial future. Don't wait any longer. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group. 1-888-590-7728.
With a confused Wall Street, a record-breaking bailout of our financial institutions, and a near collapse of our financial system, the absolute safest place you can put your money in today is with gold and precious metals. Gold continues to hold its value even against the declining dollar. Now is the time to get the financial protection that you deserve. The Superior Gold Group can deliver that much-needed protection today. Visit the Superior Gold Group at gold101.com and start building wealth you can touch with the people you can trust. Don't let the current financial crisis jeopardize your portfolio. Put yourself on a gold standard today and take control of your financial future. Visit the Superior Gold Group online at gold101.com or call them at 888-590-7728. That's 888-590-7728. The time is now to secure your financial future. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group.
Financial Lifeline Radio, brought to you by the Superior Gold Group, is back on the air. To listen live on the Internet or to listen to past shows, go to financiallifelineradio.com.
All right, welcome back once again. It's Financial Lifeline Radio. Dave Harbison and John March with you, joined by real estate specialist Tom Zeeb. And Tom, as we look at all of these economic markets right now, whether you're talking about the Wall Street and the paper money or gold and precious metals or whatever it might be, you see experts and prognosticators all over the spectrum in terms of whether it's going to go up or down or what the future looks like. Same thing's probably true in real estate, but give us your best guess or glance into your crystal ball for us and tell us what you see in the real estate market going forward.
Well, there's two things I get very excited about. With the government moving into the housing market as much as they have, how are they going to dispose of those properties or sell them back to the private sector? If they set up a resolution trust corporation like they did after the savings and loan bailout, I'm very excited to start to position myself to be able to get properties or mortgages very cheap from the government and turn around and just quickly resell those for a small markup or hold them for longer-term wealth.
Okay, makes a lot of sense.
And if you look out over 10 years, what do you see happening to the overall real estate market?
I think within 10 years we'll be back on the upswing again. People who have bought a house today, no matter what the price, will be amazed at how much their value has gone up, because at the end of the day, there's still a limited supply of housing, and it's something everybody needs.
And we're faced with inflation, and with the kind of inflation that we're seeing, we talked about it earlier, John Williams at shadowstats.com, who looks at the real inflationary numbers as it impacts people, pegs it at about 13%. So with the government spending all this money, and basically they don't have money to spend, so they're going to print up more, we're going to have inflation for the foreseeable future, and that should also bode well for the long-term look at the housing market.
Absolutely. And as I look at that, I look at convincing people when we need money to buy properties. I look at people that have a lot of IRA money, particularly if it hasn't been devastated by recent drops in the market. And a lot of IRAs can be easily converted to self-directed, and then you can invest in real estate with it. And those are some of the people we go to get private money backing, so we can avoid the banks altogether and then take advantage of the next run-up in housing prices.
Tom, what's your thought philosophically on what has happened in the whole subprime mortgage fiasco and who's to blame and who the victims are?
I think this is a result of putting people into houses where they probably weren't originally qualified for it, and there was government pressure on banks and mortgage lenders to do that. I would put the blame squarely on Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the government for pushing affordable housing, basically pushing banks to make bad business decisions.
So the whole acorn thrust.
Yes, it's a large part of it.
Yeah, so the whole political philosophy of, you know, let's make sure everybody is keeping up with the Joneses, and let's make sure everybody, whether they can afford it or not, is living in a nice house and living high on the hog.
There's some people that just couldn't swing the monthly payment no matter how you slice
right.
and dice it, and particularly
right.
if you're putting them into a mortgage product that is going to massively fluctuate after 3 years. They were set up for a fall for a long time, and there was that driving desire that everyone should have the American dream.
Yes.
But unfortunately, a lot of that American dream has converted to an American nightmare now.
Yeah, it sure has. Yeah. Hey, real quickly, general trend in terms of real estate still heading toward the Sun Belt and maybe still heading toward those pockets of nice neighborhoods in close to major cities?
I think absolutely, and because one of the forces that nothing's going to change is this wave of baby boomers coming up through the ranks and reaching the age where they want to be either closer to the grandchildren or somewhere warmer or somewhere on a golf course, and they have it. Some of them have the wealth from the run-up of many years that they've been holding on to it. I think that's a trend that's not going to be able to be derailed because the sheer number of baby boomers that are reaching that age is upon us.
Part of that American dream has also become second homes, vacation homes, those kinds of things. How hard have those been hit, and what's the future for that?
I think you'll see people get scared about being too far out on a limb, having a second home or a vacation home, and you might see a slump in those markets because people are going to want to refocus close to home. And when times are tough, people generally tend to think what's most important to them. It usually comes down to family and proximity to the family. So it may not be that second home. That might get liquidated. One thing we've seen is a lot of older Americans thinking, maybe I could buy my kids a house or my grandkids a house, and some of it might be let's dump that second house
and put
that money into my own family.
I think that's in keeping with what we've been talking about and hearing a lot of, and that the sort of a consolidation of resources across the board. Tom, we're out of time, but very much appreciate your insight today and hope to talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, Tom Zeeb, real estate specialist, president of the Capital Area Real Estate Investors Association. You can find out more at profitable-partnerships.com. Dave Harbison, John Marsh, saying so long for now, but fret not. We will be right back with you very shortly with more, hopefully, scintillating and interesting and exciting discussion on economic markets and a lot of things going on in the world, particularly involving the economy and your investments. Stay tuned. A lot more coming your way here on Financial Lifeline Radio.